to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Chris Switz. It was the great Mahatma Gandhi who was talking to a group of missionaries one day in India, and they were talking about the Bible. And Gandhi said this: "You Christians look after a document containing enough dynamite to blow all civilization to pieces, turn the world upside down, and bring peace to a battle-torn planet, but you treat it as nothing more than a piece of literature." I thought it was quite a challenging statement. Do I need the Bible to help me in life? After all, I can watch TV shows with Oprah and other leading lights to give me tips on how to lead my life. And when you consider buying a book, you usually find out who the author is. We probably all have a favourite author. It reminds me of a cartoon I heard about at a lending library. A member of the public had walked into the library, asked for a Bible. The librarian looked a bit stunned. "Bible? Never heard of it. Do you know the author's name?" Today, that wouldn't be quite a surprising reaction, because many people struggle to understand what the Bible is all about. Generations ago, it was read, not only at church on Sunday, but during the week at home. I've met people who say they don't read the Bible. It's too confusing. It's old-fashioned or not relevant. Doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, but like everything that's worth pursuing, it's also worth taking a few minutes to try and understand the Bible, God's divine word to us. Someone once said to me, "I wish it was easier to understand. Why didn't God set out the Bible in some sort of easy format?" Well, God's ways are sometimes not that straightforward, like doing a jigsaw puzzle. I think the best way is to say this, that God's plan is to make your life an adventure, and that's why the Bible is important. Life is not a series of questions and answers, but a journey, and a journey that slowly sometimes unfolds. It's got many twists and turns, unexpected surprises. How interesting, for example, would The Lord of the Rings be if Frodo had been able to conquer his mission by answering one question or simply walking across the Shire? Well, it's not just the destination, it's the journey with the setbacks, the victories, and the hazards. And the Bible tells one big story through a series of similar stories, like the chapters in a long novel. But it tells the stories through poems from the Psalms, the wisdom sayings, you've got the Proverbs, there's legal documents, you've got history, there are personal letters like the Ephesians letter, Philippians, there's symbolic literature. It's about how God created us in his image and how we sinned, how that left us lost and hopeless, and how God tried to call us back from our self-centered ways. And he did that through people in the Bible like Moses and the prophets, and he finally paid the penalty for our sin through the death of Jesus Christ so we could enjoy life with him. So this book is about Jesus Christ coming back to bring history, and in a dramatic way. God's like an English teacher who gives a specific assignment that leads students through it. And God oversaw this whole process. We talk about the Bible as being inspired. God worked through different people with different personalities, their backgrounds and cultures. And because the Bible contains God's thoughts, they are recorded by men under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. And it's different from any other book in the world. You'll never find another book quite like the Bible. It's got the power to change your life. As Gandhi says, dynamite. It's full of answers as to how we should live. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, for example, it says, "The word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword. It penetrates even to the dividing soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart." So the Bible is by far the most widely and prolifically published book in all history. It's one of the most controversial books, yes. People say they can't remember or don't understand what they've read. But the mind absorbs all this, tremendous principles. Why don't you read it and you'll be amazed. And if you take it seriously, you'll become a happier and peaceful person as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the Bible. It just needs to be read and you will speak to me through it. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.